Hello everyone, and welcome back to The Board Gaming Doctor. My name is Phil, and I'll be your Board Game Doctor today. In this GameFound preview, I will be going over a quick overview of how Cosmos Empires works, as this game is being currently funded on GameFound for a second reprint, or a second edition of the game, as well as touch on what this project offers in the terms of its new expansion called Culture Clash. This is a game designed by Martin Brandel and published by Bigger World Games, first published in 2022, and I do want to thank Martin for asking me to make this video. I have played and reviewed this game on my podcast without any prompting to do so, and you can follow the links in the channel description or the video description to find it. I have no financial gains to disclose for making this video, but I will refrain from any further reviews due to any bias, but instead highlight what the game has to offer in as objective of a way as possible. To quickly reiterate what I did say on my review the last time, I think this is a pretty solid game, and I was really happy to approach it again after learning that this game was back on GameFound and to have a chance to talk about it now on my YouTube channel. In Cosmos Empires, a game for 2-8 players, you take turns rolling dice to hopefully add credits to your supply, and you use these credits to buy cards from a market to add to your tableau. The first one to reach 30 production, or 20 in a 7-8 player game, triggers the end of the game, and the person with the most production wins. And this is all with the background of space-themed cards, with pretty neat art, in my opinion. Some of the game highlights first include the production dice. These are 2 4-sided dice that you're rolling, and at the start of every turn, you roll them and you sum up the total of the dice as a roll value, and that roll value, if it matches any of the cards that are previously built into your tableau with that same roll value, you add that many credits to your supply by the amount of production points on those collective cards. This is very reminiscent mechanically of games like Space Base, where your forward momentum in the game is dependent on these dice rolls that you make. Yes, you may mitigate the rolls automatically each turn by spending an action to add or subtract the sum of the dice by 1, or by the use of special abilities on different cards, but there is also an element of either going heavy into a collection of cards at 1 roll value, and by buying cards to match that value, so when you do happen to roll into that sum, you gain a lot of credits to use at that point, or you can go wide and capture more credits every time the dice are rolled. Second, the cards. There are many copies of the same card in the deck, but there are many cards that offer unique text on them to perform various abilities for you during the game, or to provide a sort of objective to try to fulfill during the game, for benefits like dice mitigation, production points, etc. To use another space-themed card game as a comparison, Race for the Galaxy, you cycle through cards that may not all be individually the same, and with Race for the Galaxy, you often go through the deck, whereas in Cosmos Empires, that is usually not the case, but there are few cards in both decks, in both games, that are unique enough to provide some sort of structure to try to follow during the game. And so each game may feel different in how you accomplish your task of getting to 30 production points, while still containing very similar cards and being very familiar from game to game. Finally, on your turn, you have the option to cycle a card from the market, meaning you take one card from the market, put it on the bottom of the deck, and refill the market with a new card, but you gain 2 credits for doing so. Not only is this a great way to make up credits to purchase new cards, in case you have missed out on some of the dice rolls and the roll values from getting credits from your turn and from other players' turns, but it's also a strategic move that can prevent other players from drawing a certain card that either you can't afford or won't benefit you, but you know will benefit them. After reviewing high-level play on Board Game Arena from top-level players, I can see that this cycling mechanism offers more strategic depth to this game than what meets the eye. On Board Game Geek, many people have offered their thoughts on what they think about this game. Many people who highly rated the game say it's easy to teach, it's fun, yet surprisingly competitive, but also quick to play, even at larger player counts. When I look at this game, I think the preferred competitive player count is at the lower end, either 2 or 3, but this game does scale pretty well, and this is true to a degree for many people on Board Game Geek. The roll value mechanism is very reminiscent of Catan as well, and the trading mechanism there, adding a bit of interaction to this game The art, the components of the physical game, and the portability of it is also a plus for many. And I have not had a chance to see the physical production in person, but as I've played this on Board Game Arena, I can see where people are coming from by looking at pictures of this game. Many people compare this game to Space Base, both in theme and mechanical gameplay. And while this game, Cosmos Empires, is quicker than Space Base, there wasn't enough flavor or interesting cards that spice up the gameplay thoroughly enough to warrant repeated plays, according to some on Board Game Geek. And that is where the expansion comes into play. The new expansion, Culture Clash, offers a few new features that I think hope to address some of the concerns and feedback from players. First, the culture cards. These are asymmetric player abilities that you utilize during the game. You are given 3, and you choose 2 to keep. There is a total of 32 of these asymmetric culture cards, offering replayability in the sense that you won't see the same combination of culture cards in your own hand as well as in other players' hands. And so that can not only offer replayability, but also offer some strategic guidance to you when you start the game. Second, there is a new mechanism called Patrol. This is a way to reserve a card that only you get to build. You can't patrol another card until you've built the one that you've already reserved. To me, this is a way to snag a card that might be recycled by someone else, strategically or otherwise, and can help mitigate your own strategy by keeping the cards that really play to what your culture cards are telling you to do, as well as some of the cards that you've already collected at that point. But at the potential cost of not being able to cycle cards for extra credits, as this utilizes an action to do so, and you only have 2 to use on your turn. So this offers a new decision point that you must figure out during the game. When is it good to cycle a card versus when is it good to patrol a card? Finally, there are basically more cards to the game. The original game, for reference, has a deck of 84 cards that you play with. The expansion adds 66 more cards to the deck, along with the aforementioned 32 cards of the culture asymmetric player abilities. The market, or the build pool, as is described from the game, from where you purchase these cards, has been expanded from 10 total cards that you choose from to now 6 cards from the original deck, plus 6 cards from the new expansion, for a total of 12 cards to choose from. I think this is a smart move, because I'm pretty sure that the new cards will build upon the strategies of the original cards, and you want to see them often enough. But if you were to combine all of these cards into a deck of more than 100 cards, it would dilute the deck to potentially a point where you won't see some of these new cards as often as you would like during a game. And so I think this will give an opportunity for the expansion deck to shine, and you know, for you to be able to combine the new elements of the expansion deck as well as the original deck, but at a ratio that is often enough, and that will allow you to play upon those strategies that are being offered with this new expansion. So in sum, Cosmos Empires is a quick game for 2-8 players that can be described as a quicker space-based experience, and I think now with the expansion and these unique cards and unique player abilities, helps make this game, Cosmos Empires, feel a lot more unique and different from Space Base. And so it will be fun to try to experiment with this game, see what kind of strategies you can utilize in this game with the new cards, and you can compare it to Space Base. And if you enjoy both games, then I'm hoping that this expansion offers a little bit more of a unique identity to Cosmos Empires to make it feel different. At the time of this recording, the campaign is still undergoing, and I will note that there is a print and play option to back this game if money is tight. And if you want to try out the game at that price point, you can do so. As a reminder, this game, at least the base game, is available for free to try on Board Game Arena. And that's where I was introduced to this game originally, so you can check it out there if this sounds interesting and you want to try the game out before purchasing. And that is it for this preview of Cosmos Empires and the expansion Culture Clash on GameFound. Thank you for consulting with me, and hope that you schedule an appointment with me real soon. Take care.